Each year, about 300,000 people die from sudden cardiac arrest. Many of those victims could have been saved if someone performed CPR, but people are often afraid to do it because they don't want to give mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. For the last 15 years, an Arizona doctor has pushed an alternative form of CPR that he says is not only easier, but more effective. Arizona Public Radio's Daniel Crocker reports.
A few months ago, Scott Hardin was just about asleep when he heard his 33-year-old wife gasping for air.
So that's when I turned on the lights, and she was not the right color. She was starting to go pale.
Hardin, who's a sheriff's deputy, called 911. Then he started giving CPR, the way he was first taught 5 years ago, with 15 compressions and 2 breaths.
I started that, and I wasn't able to get a breath in. And I just thought, you know, you better just do chest compressions. And dispatcher actually told me the same thing.
The phone dispatch counted out the compressions with him, 100 per minute. Pete Waka with Flagstaff's Guardian Medical Transport was one of the first paramedics on the scene.
She's alive because he did really good compressions till we got there.
Arizona health officials are convinced compression-only or hands-only CPR gives them the best chance to save someone's life from cardiac arrest. The man behind that conviction is cardiologist Dr. Gordon Avey at the University of Arizona. Avey says he stumbled on the importance of chest compressions when he listened to a recording of a woman trying to resuscitate her husband.
She came back to the phone and said, "Why is it every time I press on his chest, he opens his eyes? And every time I stop to breathe for him, he goes back to sleep."
Avey says a victim's blood is already oxygenated for several minutes after a cardiac arrest. What's most important, he says, is to keep both the heart and the brain alive by pumping that blood around the body. And his research, based on animal models, shows rescue breathing can interfere with that. Just last year, the American Heart Association acknowledged Avey's findings, in part. It updated its guidelines to say if you're not trained in CPR, then it's okay to do compressions only. Avey doesn't think that goes far enough.
Because if you're trained or not, you want to do chest compression only CPR. You want to get the blood going to the head, to the brain, and you don't want it to stop until somebody gets there to defibrillate the patient.
A recent study in the British medical journal The Lancet supports Dr. Avey's point of view. The study is the largest on the issue so far. It tracked 4,000 victims of cardiac arrest in Japan. Those who received compression-only CPR had a survival rate nearly twice as high as those who received compressions plus mouth-to-mouth. But Dr. Michael Sayre, who helped write the new guidelines for the American Heart Association, still isn't convinced compression-only CPR is better. Sayre teaches emergency medicine at The Ohio State University. He says there just isn't enough evidence yet.
Honestly, I think the research that we have to date shows that the outcomes for patients seem to be very similar regardless of the kind of CPR they get.
So Arizona has forged ahead on its own. The state began promoting chest compression-only CPR about 5 years ago. Dr. Ben Bobro directs Arizona's Bureau of Emergency Medical Services.
We found that 3 out of 100 people who had a cardiac arrest outside the hospital in Arizona went home with their family. 97% of everybody died. And we basically said, that's not good enough. We have to do better. And we even felt that we should be urgent about it. And we shouldn't wait, for example, till 5 years, till the next set of guidelines get updated.
Bobro helped convince most emergency responders across the state to adopt a new protocol, also developed by Dr. Avey, called cardiocerebral resuscitation. CCR involves long sets of 200 chest compressions, and instead of forcing air into the lungs through a tube, paramedics give oxygen passively with a mask. Bobro then compared the new results using compression only with historic data.
And what we pretty much consistently found is that it was at least 3 times as many people survived neurologically intact and went home if they got this new form of resuscitation.
Bobro's research has been published in the Journal of the American Medical Association and elsewhere. Still, the American Heart Association remains skeptical. It wants more conclusive evidence before it changes its guidelines any further. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Crocker.